Good afternoon. High pressure both at the surface and aloft continued to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England as we roll through the second half of the weekend. The result is abundant sunshine and milder temperatures. Readings with the sunshine will climb into the middle and even some upper 60s for highs today. As we get into the night tonight, skies will remain clear and temperatures will drop off quickly. Readings will drop back into the 20s and lower 30s on average for overnight lows. The same dominant area of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will continue to dominate the weather as we head into the new work week. Starting on Monday, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine once again and highs in the middle to upper 60s and sunshine to start the day on Tuesday before clouds start to enter the picture in the afternoon. Still, highs should make it into the middle 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an area of weather to our south and west, developing with a low pressure wave out of the southern plains and toward the Mississippi and Tennessee valleys. The system will make an approach into our region as we head toward the middle of the week. The result will be thickening clouds on Tuesday night with a good chance of rain as the system makes its way toward us on Wednesday. Rain will persist into Wednesday night before tapering off to scattered showers, and right now it looks like an associated trough of low pressure through the Great Lakes will pivot through the region, leaving the weather mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. With the rain on Wednesday, highs will be held back into the middle 50s, then reach into the upper 50s on Thursday afternoon. As we get into the day on Friday, high pressure will temporarily take over and keep our weather dry with a mix of sun and clouds before another system makes an approach for the day on Saturday. This will bring a renewed chance of showers to the region with high temperatures back to around 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm over the lower Mississippi Valley will slowly move into the Tennessee Valley and southeast toward the early part of the week. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of the storm over the lower Mississippi Valley eastward along the Gulf Coast to the Florida Panhandle. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted this area as having a marginal risk of severe storms today, including strong wind gusts and the potential of a brief tornado. Locally heavy rainfall and flash flooding may also occur in these areas. Meanwhile, upper-level energy over the Pacific Northwest will move eastward to the northern Rockies and northern High Plains by the beginning of the new week. The energy will produce rain and high-elevation snow over parts of the northern and central Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny near 60, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs around 60 degrees. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 61 degrees, the average low 40, the record high 86 set in 1985, and the record low 20 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., sunset this evening 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and mild today with highs in the middle 60s, clear tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, sunny and mild today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s, mostly sunny on Tuesday, then increasing clouds the second half of the day in the mid-60s, cloudy with rain likely on Wednesday in the mid-50s, partly sunny, just the outside risk of a shower Thursday in the mid-50s, a mix of sun and clouds back to the lower 60s on Friday, and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday and highs right around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.